Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week, and we have so much going on. The big astro headline of the week, or headlines of the week, warrior planet Mars moving into very sweet and gentle Pisces. We also have finally, love planet Venus moving out of its retrograde cycle where it has been since October 5th. And communication planet Mercury will turn retrograde actually the same day that Venus turns direct, and that is on Friday. So with Mars, we've got the action planet, assertion, action, getting stuff done in Pisces, where it will be until December 31st. So with this sort of influence, it's like we're more intuitive and sensitive than we realize. And, you know, looking at our physical energy would be a good thing at this time. Also, with love planet Venus, finally turning direct. I feel like every week that's all I've been talking about is love planet Venus moving backwards. So it finally turns direct after being retrograde since October 5th. It turned retrograde in Scorpio, a sign it doesn't particularly like, and then it continued its retrograde motion into Libra, one of its favourite signs, where it currently is. So I'll talk about these influences in more detail. And also, of course, the dreaded Mercury retrograde is upon us. That's happening on Friday. And Mercury will be retrograde until December 6th. So this will turn retrograde in Sagittarius and continue its retrograde through Scorpio. So I will talk about what this means for all of us in greater detail a bit later on. But I think I'm going to start with Mars in Pisces. That's something even though Mars and Pisces don't really get on, it is something that hopefully these are not famous last words, but I have been looking forward to Mars moving into Pisces. The reason being is because Mars has been retrograde in Aquarius since May 15th. So it has been going back and forth with its retrograde throughout from May all the way through, I guess, the Northern Hemisphere summer. So Mars moved into Aquarius May 15th, the same day that unpredictable Uranus moved into stable Taurus. And then they were immediately at odds, where they have been at odds the whole way through. Now that Uranus has retrograded back into Aries, and that was last week, and now Mars moving into Pisces, we've got a reprieve. So we've sort of split up these two volatile energies. And so Mars is going to calm down a lot in Pisces. And Uranus will can actually become more volatile now that it's retrograded back into Aries. And I noticed the stock market, there had sort of dipped today. And so we can expect more of that while Uranus is retrograding through Aries. Now, typically Uranus in Taurus, the predictions have been the stock market, but this is still the Uranus-Taurus cycle. And it's just having a bit of a rest as it goes back to finish off some business from the past. So Uranus will be in Aries all the way through March, and then it will move into Taurus early March for the final time this cycle. So that's very much connected to the stock market. We recently had love planet Venus in a tough opposition to Uranus in Aries. So this is a lot of unpredictability around love and money, especially if you have any planets in cardinal signs, at the end of cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So if you have any planets at the later degrees of the cardinal signs, love and money may feel quite unpredictable for you at this time. Now, back to Mars in Pisces. So Mars, warrior planet Mars, will move into Pisces on Thursday. That's November 15th, where it will be all the way through December 31st. So it's interesting that we start a new year, 2019, with a new energy, a brand new energy, and that will be Mars in Aries. That's one of Mars's favorite signs. The other favorite sign is Scorpio. So we start a brand new year with Mars in its own sign of Aries. So it's all about go, go, go. Plenty of action at the start of 2019. And of course, each week on the show, as we get closer towards the new year, I will be talking a lot about 2019 and what to expect. So this is the first time with warrior planet Mars moving into its favorite sign of Aries, and that is New Year's Eve here in the US. Of course, in Australia, and if you're on the eastern side of the time zone, then it will be January 1st, which is interesting because, you know, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's going to be coupled up with its favorite planet or its ruling planet of Mars. So Mars in Aries, January 1st. You know, 2019 will start off with a big, you know, a lot of us will be full of action and plans and hopes and ideas for what 2019 will have in store. And of course, just to follow, I'm off on a tangent here, I'm talking about 2019 already, but just to follow up with that, Mars in Aries, January 1st, on January 5th, there will be a solar eclipse. So if you can remember from any previous shows, solar eclipses are basically supercharged new moons, and it's all about giant new beginnings, especially because this solar eclipse January 5th is going to be a Capricorn, and so that's all about long-term. So new beginnings around long-term plans, coupled up with Mars in Aries, it's like we'll be in a hurry to put things together. Speaking of being in a hurry, I just jumped straight over Mars in Pisces and went straight to Mars in Aries, which is quite typical of the Mars in Aries energy. If you know anybody that has Mars in Aries, you will be chuckling. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't know where your planets are, or you don't know where anyone else's planets are, go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. to get a free chart wheel. And each week on the show, you can follow along and see how the weekly planetary energies are affecting you and your planets, because astrology is so much more than just a sun sign. It's all the planets in all different signs. And the moment we were born, the first breath we take, there's a snapshot that's taken of the planets at that moment in time, and that is what astrologers call a natal chart. So each week, you know, the planets shift at varying degrees depending on how close they are to the sun. And of course, the inner planets move a lot faster than the outer planets, and so on and so on. So We're currently looking at Mars in Pisces, warrior planet Mars in gentle and sweet Pisces. This is great news if you are a water sign or you have any planets in water signs, and that is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Any planets in water signs having Mars in Pisces is good news. It might be a little bit challenging, Mars in Pisces, for any of the mutable signs or anybody that has planets in mutable signs, and that is Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Not so much Pisces, actually. So Mars in Pisces, November 15th through December 31st. What can we expect from this, I would have to say, fairly unusual energy? Anytime I do my readings and I see Mars in Pisces, I know the individual needs to, the first thing that always comes to my mind is the individual needs to work on personal boundaries. That's usually the first thing that I see in a natal chart with Mars in Pisces. So Mars moving into Pisces, where it will stay for the next 5 weeks. So this is a really sensitive, very sensitive influence. And, you know, you might even notice your physical energy has higher peaks and lower valleys than usual. Napping and resting is a really good thing for when Mars is in Pisces. So if you're feeling a bit under the weather, it's good just to sort of give your body a rest. This is definitely not time to be pushing. And I'm also going to be talking about the aspects that Mars in Pisces will be making to the other planets. They'll definitely, again, it's like peaks and valleys of this, a good use of this type of energy. Now, Mars, and you might remember me saying a lot that the planets have their favorite signs and their least favorite signs. Mars isn't particularly fond of Pisces. So this can be a very difficult energy when it's difficult. And as I said, particularly for the mutable signs or anybody that has planets in mutable signs, and in particular Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. So during this time, all the way through to the end of the year, if your body, you know, your body, many of us might find that our body really needs to rest and feel rejuvenated so we're ready for 2019. I guess that's how I jumped into 2019, because this is sort of like the start of now looking at 2019, because Mars in Pisces will take us all the way through December 31st. So this is sort of like the final hurrah, the final energy when it comes to 2018. And I know so many people will probably say, well, good riddance to that, because 2018 has been tough for a lot of people. It's definitely been a year of change and transformation. So 2019, I've heard a few people lately say, bring it on, everybody's ready for the new year. So Mars in Pisces will take us all the way through the last day of 2018, and then we can expect a real bang at the beginning of 2019 with Mars in Aries. So Mars in Pisces, it's just watch your physical exertion, and if you may find yourself sleeping more than usual, or daydreaming, or even dreaming more than usual with Mars in Pisces. And so it will be important during this time, all the way through the end of the year. And of course, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, this is good news, because, you know, it's getting darker earlier. So we tend to hibernate a bit more at this time of year anyway. So Mars in Pisces is a very good, it's a very fitting energy for this time of year if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. So it will be very important to honour your body at this time, and taking rests and regular breaks when need be, getting sort of conserving energy for the start of the new year, because we're all going to need it with all this like full on planetary activity at the in the very first week of 2019. So with Mars in Pisces through the end of the year, you know, assertion may be an issue for many of us. You know, and it's sort of like with this energy, we'll be are probably better acting on behalf of other people than for our own benefit, because, you know, Pisces is a sign that's very caring and compassionate and always thinking about, you know, the other person. So it's like with Mars in Pisces, if you don't feel comfortable expressing yourself, you know, that energy can very well turn into passive aggressive behavior. So that's one thing to look out for, especially with some of these aspects that Mars will be making through the end of the year. So just be careful if it's not yours, someone else's passive aggressive behavior. And this usually happens when people find it hard to express their anger or their strong emotions, or they don't feel comfortable expressing their emotions, then it comes out in other ways. Also, it might be tempting for people to escape using, you know, drugs or alcohol or any sort of other addictions or damaging behavior. So that's something else to watch out for with Mars in Pisces. Now, remember that Mars doesn't particularly get on with Pisces. So Mars and Pisces are at odds with each other because, you know, Mars is very much a warrior, fearless, dive into it sort of energy, whereas Pisces is very ethereal, it's very soft and sweet and caring, it's intuitive, and they're very, very different energies. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens at this time with Mars and Pisces. You know, and typically Mars comes back or goes through the zodiac. It takes about 2 years for Mars to travel through the zodiac. So 2 years ago, Mars was in Pisces. In 2 years' time, Mars will be in Pisces again. So it's not an unusual energy. It's just, you know, some of us who are a lot more sensitive, we might already be feeling the effects of Mars in Pisces and really sort of giving our body, really taking care of ourselves. Because Mars can be very, Mars is a very physical energy, and so it's important that we really take care of ourselves and our body during this time, because these energies, Mars and Pisces, are definitely at odds with each other. So be sure to, if you find yourself needing a break from the everyday life, you know, it's good to indulge yourself during this time with Mars and Pisces all the way through the end of the year. So with Mars, Mars is what astrologers consider an inner planet. It does show up red in the heavens, and of course red is the color of passion. So it's also, Mars is also caught up with irritation and competition. And what sticks in my head is the November 19th date when Mars forms a square to Jupiter, which I will talk about a bit later on, but that's all about competition. You know, Mars is all about team sports or dating, because it's river, it's about passion, how you argue with a friend or how you go after a promotion at work. It's really about our willpower and how we assert ourselves, how we motivate ourselves, how we do what needs to be done. Or whether we need that extra push. Now, when Mars is in Pisces all the way through the end of 2018, it might be a little bit more difficult to find that extra push that we need to get something done. So that's another word of caution. It's like, don't take on too much, or don't bite off more than you can chew, because it may be difficult to see something through to the end or get something done. Or, you know, next week I will be talking about the Mars-Jupiter square, which is all about competition or just taking on way too much and trying to juggle things. And just remember, you know, Mars is with a sign it doesn't feel comfortable with. So it's going to be more of a challenge when dealing with excess. So your ambitions are a big part of Mars's influence in your life, but it does also affect all of us on a day-to-day basis. So this is all about, how do we use our energy? Some of us at this time with Mars and Pisces may have very limited energy. So it's about, how do we conserve our energy? Others might find that they're just pushing so hard, they're just so motivated, but it's hard to get stuff done when Mars is in Pisces. You know, Pisces is a water sign. It's a very, as I said, it's a very sensitive gentle sign, and Mars can be, you know, Mars is very much the warrior. So those two really do not go well together. So, you know, it might be like, what's that saying, pushing something uphill? No, I better not say that. Pushing mud up a hill. How about that? So that might be quite, that might be the effect of Mars in Pisces through the end of the year. And again, especially if you have any planets in mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, so it might be a little bit more challenging. So we're going to take a break. On that break, stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. The lineup is Mars in Pisces, where it will be until December 31st. We also have, finally, love planet Venus is turning direct. It has been retrograde since October 5th. And we have the dreaded Mercury retrograde that's happening on the 16th all the way through December 6th. So just before the break, I was talking about warrior planet Mars coupling with gentle, sweet Pisces. So those energies really don't go very well together. And so before the break, I was talking about what to expect when Mars is in Pisces. Really take care of your body. Don't push too hard and don't expect instant results. Things will have to take their time. And so Mars, of course, you know, is this warrior energy. It's about leadership, motivation, aggression, assertion. It's basically, it's the action planet. When it comes together with Pisces, it's very, Pisces is a very sensitive, intuitive, caring and compassionate energy. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, especially with the aspects that Mars in Pisces will be making. And the first one, which I'm sure I'm going to be harping on about next week, although next week's show is dedicated to Sagittarius, I'm sure that I will slip in there somewhere, Mars, warrior planet Mars, forming a challenging square to excessive Jupiter. So what that means is that there's going to be a lot of energy bouncing around. And so we will need to know how to direct it. Now, this is more so for the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So it's a very competitive energy. It's a very masculine energy. And many of us might find that we're just going to jump the gun, like dashing over the line before the start bell even rings. It will force us with the Mercury retrograde to go back and start all over again. And the thing is, it's like with Jupiter, the involvement of Jupiter squaring, getting a square from Mars, it's like, you know, many of us will be so sure that we can run that extra mile or jump that extra hurdle or make that stoplight. But we've got to be very careful and very cautious. Because there'll be a lot of impulsive bursts of energy that may lead to, let's just say, unwanted visits to the doctor when Mars forms a square to Jupiter. And because Mars, we're sort of getting close to Mars in Pisces, some of us might be feeling that energy already. But, you know, on the other hand, when Mars forms a square to Jupiter, when we get knocked down, we're ready to jump back up again. This energy with, impulsive Mars forming a challenging square to excessive Jupiter next week, it's very much about we're being, let's just say, impulsively adventurous, maybe thoughtlessly hasty or rebelliously risk-taking. Maybe our confidence might be misplaced when warrior Mars in Pisces forms this challenging square to excessive Jupiter in Sagittarius. And also, it could be about ego as well. There might be these intermittent surges of energy at this time all the way through next week and then suddenly evaporate completely. So the old saying is make hay while the sun shines, that type of thing with Mars forming a square to Jupiter. Now, the other thing at this time is all of us should resist any temptation to gamble or speculate. So that's the big caution here with Mars in Pisces forming a square to Jupiter in Sagittarius. Many of us might be feeling a sense of luck and good fortune, as I said, optimistically, but maybe misplaced. On November 26th, we're going to have communication planet Mercury forming a challenging square to Mars. So what that energy is about is arguments. That's the first thing that comes to mind. People are feeling irritable and probably prone to risky or rash behaviour. Very short-tempered, people picking fights for the sake of fighting, raising voices, misreading other people's signals. So it will be better during the rest of the month to ask questions and withhold judgment than stomping off in anger when Mercury forms a square to Mars. So think about maybe instead of just sort of like jumping straight into it and making assumptions, maybe we need to explain ourselves calmly for the rest of the month, especially because, you know, Mercury is going to be retrograde, forming this challenging square to usually aggressive Mars. But it's in Pisces, so it tones it down a bit. But it's definitely, there's going to be some confusion, that is for sure. And, you know, we've got nebulous Neptune turning direct on November 24th, so that's going to just add to the confusion of these short-term energies. But, you know, one thing is for sure with Mercury retrograde forming a challenging square to Mars, aggressive Mars, we will be moving in fits and starts. And, you know, don't expect a smooth ride through the end of the month. It's like communications will flounder anyway because Mercury is retrograde. Concentration may be difficult because we're juggling so many things. But just be careful towards any sort of premature action or impatience or jumping to conclusions without all the facts. Yes, I know, I'm the voice of doom and gloom. I had somebody just email me before complaining that, why can't I just talk about happy things? Well, you know, I would love to be able to do that, but it's like, you know, life is not all happy, happy, joy, joy. There are moments as well, you know, peaks and valleys. So, you know, it's good to be, isn't it, forewarned is forearmed? Isn't that a saying? So hopefully, I'm just the messenger. So anybody who's listening out there and you're thinking about emailing me, why do I always talk about the negative things? It's like, no, I'm just sort of giving the facts here, you know, what to expect. But here's a good thing. On November 27th, we've got Mars forming a sextile, an opportunistic, positive sextile to Saturn. Now, that's a really, really good thing. And it's good because it just follows off the back of the Mercury retrograde forming a challenging square to Mars. Now things are going to be a bit settled, you know, after that. So this is like where we can really accomplish a lot. So it's sort of like we've been spinning our wheels with Mercury turning retrograde on the 16th all the way, you know, for at least 10 days after. And then things start to settle down with Mars forming this really great sextile to Saturn. So this is all about sort of everybody acting responsibly and displaying organisation and efficiency and keen attention to detail. Now, this is Mars in Pisces, forming a really great sextile to Saturn in Capricorn. So it's a really great time to think about new plans. Many of us are probably going to be thinking about 2019 and new beginnings. It might be a good time, you know, towards the end of November to work on our New Year's resolutions. I know it sounds really early, but it's sort of like making the most of this Mars sextile Saturn aspect on November 27th. So it's like, you know, like what we want to do under this influence is, you know, every step in great detail. You know, nothing will be escaping our attention. And because Mars will be in Pisces at that time, it's like we're using our intuition and our logic. It's sort of the combination of both. You know, focused, practical. We're careful about our energy expenditure because, you know, Mars in Pisces, we're already aware of that. Getting through our to-do list. You know, it's a really upbeat energy. It's like we can get stuff done. Even though maybe the rewards and consequences are not immediately obvious, we know that they're coming if we're willing to put the hard work in at the end of the month. And that is Mars sextile Saturn. And then on December 2nd, here comes another challenge, but at least it's very temporary and fleeting. December 2nd, we've got the Sun forming a challenging square to Mars. So we all need to be careful, you know, watch out. Tempers could be very short at this time, especially if you're a mutable sign, you have any planets in the mutable signs, that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces. It's sort of like, you know, so early December, Sun squaring Mars, it's like everybody got up on the wrong side of the bed, you know, when the month starts. Some people might be really grumpy. They're provoked very easily, making mountains out of molehills. You know, nobody likes to be told what to do. It's that type of thing. So there's definitely some hothead energy around, even though typically Mars in Pisces is not hot-headed energy, it does become that when it's in a difficult or challenging square aspect to the Sun. So, you know, just take care with ruffled feathers early December, you know, people have sort of prickly energy and temper tantrums is something else that comes to mind. And then we've got December 7th, you know, again, you know, this energy of Mars and Pisces is very up and down. So December 7th, you know, Mars conjuncts Neptune. So this is a very dreamy, it's sort of like these energies are at odds with each other, because Mars is very much, you know, the warrior energy, the warrior planet, forming a conjunction or coming together with nebulous Neptune, which is the ruler of Pisces. So it's very creative, it's very intuitive, it's very sensitive, but it's not about action, whereas Mars, all it wants to do is sort of like it's the soldier on the front line just wanting to take action. So this is, again, it's about the physical body. Take care with your physical body. While Mars is in Pisces, especially when it conjuncts Neptune on the 7th of December. So it's very intuitive. You know, we're using our imaginations. You know, it's great for brainstorming, that is for sure. And it's like, you know, it's hard to sort of take those steps. You know, sometimes it might feel like walking in quicksand or not being able to lift that other foot to take that next step. December 16th, it's up again. You know, it's Mars sextile Pluto. This is an incredible energy, Mars sextile Pluto. And if you have that in your natal chart, you're very fortunate to have Mars sextile Pluto. So this one is Mars in Pisces forming a very nice sextile to Pluto in Capricorn. So this is good for applying our energy toward long-term goals to bring about any sort of positive change. And this is great when we think about 2019, the end of the year. What do we want for the next year? So this is a really great, again, thinking about New Year's resolutions and that sort of thing. So it's like with Mars forming sextile to Pluto on December 16th, you know, we can seize opportunities and take action now. It really does have a really good ripple effect. It's a very powerful energy. Think of improvements, breaking bad habits. So it's like, you know, we've got a lot of drive and ambition. So it's a really, really great energy. Mars in Pisces is really going to be propped up, the final aspect it makes while it's in Pisces, and that will be December 16th with a sextile to Pluto. Next up, Venus. Venus has been retrograde, which seems like forever, but Venus, planet of love and money, it has been retrograde since October 5th. Now, it turned retrograde in Scorpio, and it continued its retrograde into Libra. And it did originally turn retrograde at 10 degrees Scorpio. So if you have any planets in the fixed signs, I'm sure you would have been affected by this Venus retrograde. And the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So Venus has turned retrograde 10 degrees Scorpio. It continued its retrograde into Libra, and it will finally turn direct on Friday. Now, this is great news because, we're going to take a break, so stay tuned and I will continue with this week's planets.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. This week we have Warrior Mars moving into Gentle Pisces. And just before the break, I was talking about Venus, love planet Venus, will finally move out of its retrograde period and turn direct in Libra. Now, that's happening on Friday. So any issues since October 5th around relationships will finally get resolved when Venus turns direct in Libra. So Venus in Libra, when it turns direct, is going to be all sweet and charming, and it's all about socializing and social good graces, and collaborative projects will flow really easily, working harmoniously with others, and cooperation, justice, fairness, when Venus will turn direct this Friday in its one of its favorite signs of Libra. So any sort of financial things that you're doing can finally move forward. But of course, you know, there's always a disclaimer with astrology, and Mercury retrograde will be happening on the day that Venus moves out of retrograde. Yes, what are the chances of that? But, you know, sometimes stuff happens. So Mercury, the dreaded Mercury is turning, or no, Mercury is not dreaded in itself. Mercury, when it's retrograde, is dreaded. So Mercury will turn retrograde on Friday the 16th. And so that's the final Mercury retrograde of 2018. So that's one positive spin on it. Although even though we are towards the end of 2018, but hey. So Mercury will turn retrograde in Sagittarius at around 13 degrees, and it will retrograde back into Scorpio on December 1st. And then it will turn direct in Scorpio on December 6th at 27 degrees. So during that first part of December, might be a little bit tough, because we're going to have to be redoing things from the past, especially if you were born later in a fixed sign. So towards the end of a fixed sign, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, this retrograde energy will be coming up for you more so because it's like a redo, because Mercury was already in Scorpio and then it goes back to it. So it's sort of like something that you thought was done is not actually done. So Mercury is going to be turning retrograde in Sagittarius on Friday. And so what this typically does with Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, it can trigger an onslaught of opinions, maybe some that would be better left unspoken. So this is sort of like the tendency known to astrologers as inserting one's foot into one's mouth. So just watch that tendency when Mercury turns retrograde on Friday in Sagittarius. Now, we're currently in the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde. So many of us might be feeling that energy now, especially if you're a mutable sign, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Pisces. So when Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius, many of us might be feeling the urgency to express ourselves, and our input is just needed so badly. But, you know, what can result from our high-minded comment is a high-volume response, so just keep that in mind. Jumping to conclusions is another thing, or being overly optimistic about something that's not really, doesn't really deserve that sort of energy. Many of us might feel that we might have all the right answers, but we're definitely misguided with this sort of influence of the Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. You know, some of us might come off as self-righteous or just plain old annoying. You know, no one likes the smarty pants, which can happen with this influence. So this is the time to sort of review things from the past. Maybe brush up on a foreign language, but just be mindful before you offer your 2 cents worth. And then, as I said, Mercury will continue its retrograde into Scorpio. Now, this is a very powerful influence because it brings up a lot of suspicions and paranoia. So even though our perceptions might be very keen, when Mercury retrogrades back into Scorpio at the beginning of December, it's like there's this paranoia, this suspicion. You know, we're using less of our rational mind. So just be really careful with this Mercury retrograde, with these two different sorts of energies. So Mercury retrogrades in Sagittarius and it continues back into Scorpio. So things are coming up from the past. We might have to deal with our old baggage, examine our own knee-jerk reactions, even issues that might have been like haunting us from childhood. So we might have to review what are the key compulsions in our lives and how do we transform them. That's a really good key word, transformation, for this type of energy. So now it's sort of time to, I say sometimes kick a bad habit, but it's sort of more than just kicking a bad habit. So the other planetary influences for this week are Sun sextile Pluto, which is a brilliant, brilliant energy. So we've got the Sun in Scorpio forming a great sextile to Pluto in Capricorn. So if you're a Scorpio or a Capricorn, this is wonderful news for you for this week. Again, I just said the key word is transformation, kicking a bad habit. A lot of us have got no-nonsense ambitions that drive us to work hard. You know, we'll be feeling strong and focused with this energy of the Sun sextile Pluto. There's a lot of strong will going around, good opportunities presenting themselves, that type of thing. So it's the Sun forming a sextile to Pluto. We also have, just before Mars moves into Pisces, it's going to be forming a sextile to Mars in Aquarius, forming a sextile to Uranus in Aries. That's just like hours before Mars moves into Pisces. Now, that's really, really interesting energy, especially because Mars in Aquarius forming a nice aspect to Uranus, its ruling planet. And Mars rules Aries. So we've got this like double whammy, as the technical term, when there's like a double influence going on. So Mars in Aquarius forming a sextile to Uranus in Aries, a double whammy here. Very nice energy, very refreshing sort of energy. Many of us this week might have some sudden insights that break us out of a rut we've been in. There might be some solution to some old problems, especially with this Mercury retrograde coming up. We're thinking outside the box. It's very innovative. It's a good time to interact with people we don't ordinarily sort of hang out with. They might bring some fresh perspectives and interesting things to think about, I guess. So that's Mars in Aquarius forming a nice sextile to Uranus in Aries just before Mars moves into Pisces. Oh, the other thing with this energy, it's about sort of thinking outside the box or just sort of letting your freak flag fly. Some of us are probably going to be really impulsive and restless. That's the other side of this energy. Now for your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, so for you this week, it'll be your intuition driving you, and that's whether you realize it or not. And you might find yourself making weird and out of character decisions. And it might be, you know, some might ask you if you've lost sight of logic altogether. So for the best results, use both your head and your heart, always. If you're a Taurus, you have an eye firmly on the future and you want to know about the latest tech innovations and trends. this week, and that's thanks to the Mars-Uranus sextile. So if you work in tech, Mars does promise great career potential in the very near future. And elsewhere, the emphasis is on new friendships. If you are a Gemini, Mars is currently in your ambition zone, so driving you onwards towards success. And you may now be exceptionally busy and hardworking, but don't forget that success isn't only measured in terms of job titles and salaries. So be sure to take some time for yourself this week, because it's going to be a very busy week. If you are a Cancer, think about taking a class or going back to school to increase your skills. And if that doesn't appeal to you, you know, look into some sort of professional development or on-the-job training. You're driven at this time to expand your knowledge, so you may as well learn something useful with all this incredible planetary energy. If you are a Leo, there might be something that's bothering you and you're determined to get to the bottom of it. But your research may lead you up the wrong path, so be careful with that because of that Mercury retrograde at the end of the week. And also, like, be really careful before you accuse anyone of anything. Perhaps it might be better to let a certain matter rest. If you are a Virgo, the arrival of Mars in your love zone is a mixed blessing. So on one hand, passion levels are through the roof. So that could be a lot of fun, but on the other hand, or the flip side, you're also in an unusually combative and argumentative mood. So my best advice is to stay calm as best as you can and get some sort of physical outlet, you know, hit the gym or hit the trail to really relieve that angst. If you are a Libra, workaholic tendencies could land you in trouble with your family. Try to find a better work-life balance, if only for a few days. Your drive to succeed is most definitely admirable, as is your work ethic, but other things in life are important too, you know, and yours is the sign of balance. If you are a Scorpio, this looks set to be an extremely passionate week in more ways than one, which should be music to your ears. You're feeling very flirtatious and ready to up the stakes in a relationship, but you're also playing with fire and you may well get caught. So be careful if you break the rules. Sagittarius, try to relax where your family is concerned. The household does not have to be run like a military boot camp. So allow kids and, of course, your sweetheart some time to do their own thing. Get some personal time for yourself as well. Smile more, yell less. If you are a Capricorn, there is something you are determined to say regardless of how it's received. You do indeed have a right to speak up, and what you want to say is always important, but try not to ruffle feathers unduly. Always think tact and diplomacy rather than brute force. And just remember, as I'm harping on, Mercury will be turning retrograde at the end of the week. So what you say at this time may, in fact, come back to bite you, especially beginning of December. Aquarius, look into earning some extra money from underused skills and talents you may have been hiding. That's because Mars drives you to increase your prosperity, but that doesn't mean it has to be boring. So choose to earn from something you really, truly enjoy doing. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, get plenty of exercise to keep nervous, excitable energy under control, because Mars will be moving into your sign. So you will certainly be feeling more confident than usual. But you're also prone this week to uncharacteristic bouts of temper, which is so unusual for you, but that is because Warrior Mars is going to be in your sign on Thursday through the end of the year. So it's great for taking action for your sign, putting things into place, but be careful with coming up against others, especially with those harder aspects that I mentioned before with Mars and the other aspects that we'll be making to the other planets. and in particular next week, which I will again talk about Mars forming a challenging, Mars in your sign Pisces forming a challenging square to excessive Jupiter. It's very much about competition. So watch that. And also the Mercury retrograde will be in Sagittarius, forming a challenging square to Mars in Pisces. That's November 26th. If you are a mutable sign, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius or Pisces, just be aware of that. But especially Pisces, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, forming a challenging square to Warrior Mars in Pisces. Now, this is sort of like a conflict of interest, the energy of Mars coming together with sweet, gentle Pisces this week. So the astrological headlines of the week are Warrior planet Mars moving into gentle Pisces. That's happening on Thursday all the way through the end of the year. We also have love and money planet Venus finally turning direct. It has been retrograde since October 5th. It turned retrograde in Scorpio and continued its retrograde backward movement into Libra. So love planet Venus is going to turn direct in Libra on Friday, the same day that Mercury turns retrograde. So that's it from me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. This is The Astrology Show, wishing you a great week, and be sure to tune in next week.